بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, once again we welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the language of the people of Jannah, the language of the salah and dua. And inshallah, when we make intention to learn this wonderful language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for each moment you are spending with us trying to learn this wonderful language, the Arabic language. Today is a general revision, and our students can of course call in from the beginning of the program, 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. Engineering for us for today, Brother Usama Ridwan, he will be taking your calls on this number. And if you're not amongst the students of Al-Arabiyatul Jami', you can register with us by giving your telephone number and your name to our engineer. He will give you a student number, inshallah, and he will be following up with us from this number. All right, so waiting for your calls on 011-854-1548. Let's take the first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Man anti?
260.
260. كم درجة لديك؟
66.
66 درجة. حسنا. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم. يقول الله عز وجل: ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. What does ينفقون means?
They spend.
They spend. Infaq is spending. Wonderful. والسماء بناء. What does بناء means?
والسماء بناء.
يبني بناء.
Then from the sky.
Oh, okay. Bina.
I forgot
this one. It's referring to being a canopy, and it's a building. Also, the literal meaning of bina is building.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Let's continue.
I didn't do this one.
All right, no problems.
Okay.
And what is the meaning of lakum?
For you.
For you. Okay. Another one, la raib.
What? La raib, without doubt.
Without doubt. Wonderful. You get 1 point here for this question. Let's move on to the next question. This is a general words conversations. I want you to, hopefully you can remember some of these words. What is the meaning of the word yadfin?
Okay.
Yadfin. Dafana. Yadfin. الدفن يدفن الميت ندفن الميت في المقبرة. يدفن. Okay, write it down. يا دال
yeah.
فا نون يا دال فا نون. يدفن means to bury.
Oh,
to bury. Okay.
Okay.
That's يدفن. Let's move on. What is the meaning of برتقال?
Orange.
Orange. Wonderful. A job now. The job جزار.
Jazar is butcher.
Butcher, wonderful. You get 1 point for this question too. Let's move now to the grammar question. Masculine and feminine. I'll give you a word. I want the feminine, the masculine of this word. Okay. You ready?
Inshallah.
Jamil?
Ajmal.
Jamil is a masculine. I want the feminine.
Jamila.
Jamila, okay. And Hassan?
Hassan is a male.
Hasina. It can be correct. It can be correct. Hasina or Husna.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll consider correct. You'll get another point here. So 3 points for you. Altogether, you will be now 69 points. MashaAllah.
Right.
Jazakumullah khair. Wonderful. MashaAllah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right, we're still waiting for your call. 011-854-1548. Call us. Let's take the next call. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
175. Hasanan. As-su'alu al-awwal. As-su'alu al-awwal min al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Anti jahiza?
Chinam.
مما نزلنا على عبدنا. What does عبدنا means?
A servant.
Our servant. Okay. وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله. شهداء, what does شهداء, شهداءكم means, or شهداء only?
It means شهداء means I don't know how to explain it.
Explain it in English. It's the plural of? Shuhada is the plural of?
Shuhada is the plural of Shahid.
Shahid and Shahid both are correct?
Yes.
So what is the meaning of Shahid or Shahid?
Martyred? No.
This is one of the meanings?
Martyred?
But this is not the meaning here for it. There is double meaning for this word. Shuhada have double meaning. The word shahid or shaheed have double meaning in Arabic. We spoke about both meanings. One of the meanings is martyr. But the meaning here in the verse, وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ is a different meaning. They both have the same spelling, the same pronunciation, but two different meanings. That's the beauty of the Arabic language. Two different meanings. Some people, sometimes when I'm giving the meaning of names to people, I tell them two different meanings.
A witness?
Witness, yes, witness. Shaheed means witness or martyr. And of course, shuhada means witness or martyrs.
Okay.
And do you know the meaning of hijara?
Hijara, stone.
Stones. And the singular of hijara?
Hajar.
Hajar, wonderful. Last word. La ilm. What is the meaning of la ilm?
No knowledge.
No knowledge. La ilm, no knowledge. Right, you get the 2 points here. Shukran. Let's move on to the next question. That's the words, general conversations.
Okay.
Let's see. What does the word siyaha means? Siyaha. One of the old words we studied, siyaha. I'm going to Saudi Arabia, kasa'ih.
As a visitor.
It can be correct, visitor, correct, little bit, but we just need a little bit of the meaning. The visitor who goes from country to visit another country, see the monuments, see the places, what do we call him in English?
Traveler. How do you say?
It's a word that starts with a T.
With a T?
Yeah, T-O.
T-O. Tourist.
Tourist, yes. And so, siyaha is?
Tourist.
Tourist, that's the tourist, the sa'ih.
Okay.
But what about siyaha?
Tourism.
The noun? Tourism, yes, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's it, tourism.
Okay,
let's move on. What is the meaning of the word bakhil? Bakhil.
Bakhil is,
Yes, starts with M. Yes. O-S.
Sorry, Sheikh.
Bakhil is? Bukhl. Al-Bukhl. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl. What's bukhl? Bakhil. Is bakhil. Explain it in English. Explain who's the bakhil in English.
Bakhil is... wait. I got the name, Sheikh. I just can't think of it. Miser.
Miser, yes. Miser or stingy.
Oh, shukran.
What about Nahar?
Nahar is evening. Nahar day.
Not Nahar. Not Nahar. Nahar is different. Nahar, noon, ha, alif, ra. Good that you remember this word. Nahar. But this is Nahar. Noon, ha, ra. Straight. There is no alif. Nahar and Nahar. Nahar is different.
Can you give me a sentence, Chef?
نهر النيل يجري من فيكتوريا إلى الدلتا.
River.
River. Nahar is river. Correct. River. Next word. Wolf. What does wolf mean in Arabic? The wolf.
Wolf.
Yes.
فأكله.
In the story of Sayyiduna Yusuf.
A ذئب
means wolf. Correct. You get the 2 points here.
Shukran jazeela.
Let's move on to the next question, and that's the grammar. Ready for the grammar question? Singular and masculine. Okay?
Okay.
What is the singular of ظلمات?
ظلم.
ظلمات.
ظلمات.
Yes.
The singular.
The singular, yes. The singular of ظلمات. End with a round ta. End with a round ta.
With a round ta.
Yes.
ظلم. No.
End with a round ta. The same word, but end with a round ta.
Not ظالم, Sheikh.
No, no, no. It's the same word that you just said now.
Yeah.
But it ends with a round ta. I helped you.
ظلم. No.
ظلم is ending with a round ta.
No, I think I'm not sure about that one, Sheikh.
ظلمة. ظلمات. ظلمة. All right, because it ends, ظلمات, as you can see, it ends with a ta.
Yeah.
Ta ta'anith at the end.
Okay.
So obviously, whenever ta ta'anith day at the end in a word, in a plural, then obviously the singular will also end with a ta ta'anith, which is the feminine ta. So ظلمات, ظلمة.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. You missed this. You missed this point.
Okay. Yeah.
So you get altogether 4 points.
Yeah.
And how, what was your serial number?
I think 157, if I'm not certain.
That was your serial number. And your degree, your levels, how much? 162. Now you got 164 points.
Oh, shukran jazeelan.
Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam.
Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, sister, what's your serial number?
50.
Kam daraja ladayki?
No, I don't know. I can't remember.
50. You got 189 points.
Okay, jazakumullah.
MashaAllah. You're still in the beginning. MashaAllah. First question is the Quran question. قالوا لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. What does الحكيم mean?
Wise, the all wise.
The all wise, wonderful. The next one. ولا تكتموا الحق بالباطل وأنتم ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون. What does تكتموا mean? تكتموا. تكتموا الحق.
تكتموا is conceal, I think.
Yes, conceal. To conceal. Do not conceal the truth. Wonderful.
Yeah, conceal the truth.
Okay, the next word. The next word. I'm trying to get more. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. What is the meaning of the word العالمين?
The worlds.
The worlds. Okay. Shafa'a.
Shafa'a is, isn't Shafa'a is a cure?
Shafa'a is? Rasulullah will be Shafi'an lana. Shafi'an.
He will be intercessor.
One who will intercede. So it's a Shafa'a means? Yes, correct. Say.
Yes, I think what do you say then? It is Shafa is he will intercede for us or
intercede for us, that's a verb, intercede, and intercession is Shafa, intercession.
Intercession.
All right,
yeah.
I consider it correct.
Jazakallah.
Let's move on. The last word. You ready?
No.
You're not ready. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. What is the meaning of نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ?
I think he saved them.
Saved, yes. Najjaynakum means saved you. Allah saved you. We saved you. Wonderful. You get the 2 points here. Let's move on to the next question, and that's the general conversation's words.
Okay.
The first word. What is the meaning of the word al-usra?
Family.
Family. Al-usbu'a.
Week.
Al-jughrafia.
Geography.
Al-Riyadiyat.
Riyadiyat.
One of the subjects. Al-Riyadiyat.
Riyadiyat. Can you tell me in the sentence, please? I'm just in the appointment. No. Is it appointment? I'm just guessing.
Ana adrusu al-Riyadiyat. وفي الرياضيات اثنان زائد اثنان يساوي أربعة. وفي الرياضيات 3 زائد 5 يساوي 8.
Numbers?
No, no. Oh, it's a subject. Subject.
The, no, I think I'm just going to guess now again. Riyadiyat.
One of the subjects. One of the subjects that we studied in the school. You mentioned geographia, geography.
Oh, okay.
So what is it?
Riyadiyat.
You got one more guess.
Accounting.
Accounting. Accounting.
Did I say right?
It's not correct.
Accounting. Commerce.
Accounting is muhasaba.
Commerce. I'm just guessing a lot.
Commerce is tijara. Riyadiyat, mathematics.
Oh, mathematics.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. No, you miss a point here. You got one point for this question. Let's move on to the last question. Arrange the following. Make a sentence. Al-itru تستخدمه الذي جميل. Al-itru تستخدمه الذي جميل. Make a sentence from these four words.
Gosh, let me just write it down. Al-itru
تستخدمه الذي جميل.
الذي no الإترو استخدمه لا أسي استخدمه.
You're gonna start with
الذي.
You're gonna start with الذي.
I don't know. الذي استخدمه. Say it again, please, all the words.
العطر تستخدمه الذي جميل.
العطر.
Yes, good starting.
الذي.
Good. Continue.
جميل تستخدمه جميل.
العطر الذي تستخدمه جميل. Correct. Do you know the meaning of it?
Something about the ether is to use is good or something or beautiful.
What is the ether?
Ether. The ether.
The ether, the perfume.
The perfume.
Yeah. الذي تستخدمه.
تستخدمه is to use.
Which you are using. الذي means which. Which you are using is beautiful.
Using is beautiful.
Okay. Consider correct for you. So 2 points altogether.
4 points.
No, I'm 2 points. This one is 1 point, and the previous one is 2 points. Altogether, is 4 points.
Okay.
Is that right?
So my total is.
Your four points.
Right.
Your total
Inshallah.
Is 4 points, and you assume number 50. So now it's 193 points.
193.
Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Main anti.
216.
كم درجة لديك؟
125.
125.
10.
You want to take 10 more points?
No.
Okay. يذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم. يذبحون. What does it mean of يذبحون?
Just read the sentence again.
The sentence is a verse in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Fir'aun and the Israel nation. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ. The Fir'aun was يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ. They were what? يُذَبِّحُون from يَذْبَحُ الْخَرُوف يَوْمَ الْعِيد. يَذْبَحُ يَوْمَ الْعِيد. الذبح يوم الذبح. الذبيحة يذبحون.
To slaughter.
يذبح means to slaughter. And يذبح means to slaughter a lot. So this is the beauty of the Arabic language. يذبح only means to slaughter.
Yes.
But يذبح is someone who's used or accustomed on making a lot of slaughtering. That's يذبحون. They're slaughtering a lot of your children. All right. يذبحون أبناءكم. You got this correct? Let's continue. وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم. بلاء. What does it mean of بلاء?
transgression.
No. بلاء يبتلي الله سبحانه وتعالى يبتلي الناس بلاء عظيم البلاء البلوى ابتلاء it's ابتلاء they say when some problem happens they say this is ابتلاء بلاء ابتلاء بلاء have the same meaning
like bad luck
no بلاء ب لام ألف and همزة بلاء means trial trial or test yes
okay.
Write it down بلاء trial or test or disaster problem that's بلاء بلاء coming right let's move on the next word البحر what does البحر means
the sea, the ocean.
The sea. Okay, that's correct. You get here 1 point. Let's move on to the next question. The next question is, complete the following sentence. Complete. You're going to choose from the brackets. Okay? هذا space.
هذا
هذا الشتاء space then بارد or حار. So you're going to choose between the two, barid or har. هذا الشتاء, then the brackets, barid or har.
الشتاء بارد.
بارد, هذا الشتاء بارد. This winter is cold, wonderful. Yes. You get 1 point here, so altogether is, you get 1 point, 4 points.
Oh, nam.
Right, you got 4 points here. Did I ask you the words question? I asked you is the
no,
words.
No, you didn't ask me general knowledge word question.
I didn't ask you. Okay, sorry about that. I forget. What is the meaning of spoon? Spoon. The word spoon.
Spoon.
Yes.
Milaka.
And sukkar. The word sukkar.
Sugar.
And the word hisan.
Sorry?
Hisan.
Hisan, horse.
Horse and the word يقين.
يقين.
لدي يقين في الله.
How you say?
يقين. You should have يقين in Allah.
To have trust in Allah. To have faith in Allah.
Yes, I'll consider it correct. It's conviction or strong faith.
Strong faith.
Right, I'll consider it correct for you. 2 points. So altogether, it's 4 points for you. Student number 215. Now you've got. What's your student number?
116.
Your student number is?
116.
116.
Yes.
That's your student number?
Yes.
Or 216?
216.
See now. Okay, it's 119 altogether your points, okay?
Yeah.
JazakAllah khairan. Assalamu alaikum. The callers, Osama? We don't have callers. We come to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al-Arabiyyatul Jami'. Subhanaka Allahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.